I guess just preceding our celebration of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's 1986 month's 532nd year of his appearance. I'd just like to say a few things about how wonderful it is to see this beautiful temple complex here in Ujjaini, and which is no doubt made possible by great service of all the Vaishnavas, particularly headed by His Holiness Bhakti Chirushama Maharaj. And know that on this day, especially Gaur Purnima is a time when we remember Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's, and remember Chaitanya Mahaprabhu means remember Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. What it is that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted. He wanted every town and village that chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra would be going on. The more that takes place in India, throughout the world, the more Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is glorified. Then it really becomes a Purnima or Purnima. Otherwise it becomes Purnima means full moon, so it's the something is complete, Purnima. So then it doesn't become really a celebration of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission or appearance, it becomes an observance, a ceremony. It's just like flowers. Flowers have their scent. If you separate flowers from their scent, then it's really flowers in name alone. I like a rose. So what is a rose? You see a rose, first thing you smell it. If there's no aroma, then it is not such a valuable rose. So same thing, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his mission, they're really inseparable. Sri Chaitanya, no Vishtam, Stavitam Jina Bhutale. This is what the duty of Rupanu Vaishnavas is, to establish within this world, not establish, Rupa Goswami established the mission, to fulfill the mission. And Srila Prabhupada again redefined that mission after almost 500 years, because people had forgotten it. Even Gaudiya Vaishnavas had forgotten it. They thought Sankirtan means you stay in your temples in India and chant Hare Krishna, and Prabhupada would say ring bells, worshipping deities, he meant by that. But actually, Srila Prabhupada pointed out that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission is realized by Yajnaya Sankirtana, prayer, more or less prayer, chanting Hare Krishna, and chanting Hare Krishna means getting others to chant Hare Krishna. And if you want to inspire people in our modern world, you have to give them reasons why they should do something. Therefore, transcendental literature is there, because even if you tell people why they should chant Hare Krishna, they will forget. So they should get books. Anyway, this temple is such a beautiful offering to Lord Chaitanya and to Srila Prabhupada, because it's fulfilling that mission of Lord Chaitanya, that yes, we should take risks for establishing Lord Chaitanya's mission, we should spread it, and by that one becomes blessed. As Srila Prabhupada would often say, that you will get Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's blessings. And there's actually no better blessings to be had. It's a common phenomenon, I think, that particularly here in India, but it spreads all over the world, that sannyasis and so on are always asked for blessings. For me, it's how we always ask people what they mean by blessings. What is a blessing? Usually what their idea of a blessing is and what Krishna's idea of a blessing is different. So, real blessing, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's blessing, is to receive the real gift for which here we see in this verse, Ankhojvalasa, Bhakti Rasa Shriyam, to actually, not in this verse, other verse, to receive the real Ankhojvalasa, the real gift of unparalleled transcendental love that Lord Chaitanya has given. Something which is much more valuable than any other type of blessing that usually others have in their minds. And no doubt by Srila Prabhupada's desire and grace, then all the devotees here are enjoying the blessings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on this very important and auspicious day. Here we have one verse on the board which we'll read. This is from the Mula Shlokas, or the Beach Shlokas of Chaitanya Charitamrita. And it's a description of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's the purpose, the Prabhupada uses the word internal purpose, or sometimes the word esoteric purpose of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance. So let's read that together, and then I'll read a purport that follows on from this. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikriti Aladini Shakti Rasna. Chaitanyakyam prakata aduna tadvayam chaityam matam. Radha bhava yuti svalitam nomi Krishna swarupam. Krishna pranaya vikriti ralagini shakti rasna. Etatmana vati puri puradeho vedam gatoto. Chaitanya kam prakatamaduna tadvayam chaikyamatam. Radha Bhava Yuti Svalitam Naomi Krishna Swarupam.
Radha Krishna
Thank you. శక్తిరస్మాత్ ఏకాత్మానావపి భువి పురా దేహభేదం గతౌ తౌ చైతన్యాఖ్యం ప్రకటమధురా తద్వయం చైత్యమాప్తం సువలితం కృష్ణస్వరూపం
Krishna of Lord Krishna, Pranaya of love, Vikriti, the transformation, Ladini Shakti, pleasure potency, Asmat, from this, Eka Atmano, both the same in identity. Api, although, Bhuvi, on earth. Pura, from beginning this time. Dehavedam, separate forms. Gato, obtained. To, these two. Chaitanya Akhyam, known as Sri Chaitanya. Prakatam, manifest. Atuna, now. Tadvayam, the two of them. Cha, and. Aikyam, unity. Aptam, obtained. Radha, Shrimati Radharani. Bhava, mood. Duty, be lusted. Suvaritam, who's adorned with? Nomi, I offer my obeisances. Krishna Swarupam, to him who is identical with Sri Krishna. The loving affairs of Sri Radha and Krishna are transcendental manifestations of the Lord's internal pleasure-giving potency. Although Radha and Krishna are one in their identity, they separated themselves eternally. Now, these two transcendental identities have again united in the form of Sri Krishna Chaitanya. I bow down to him who has manifested himself with the sentiment and complexion of Srimati Radharani, although he is Krishna himself. Please repeat. The loving affairs of Sri Radha and Krishna are transcendental manifestations of the Lord's internal pleasure-giving potency. Although Radha and Krishna are one in their identity, they separated themselves eternally. Now these two transcendental identities have again united in the form of Sri Krishna Chaitanya. I bow down to him who has manifested himself with the sentiment and complexion of Srimati Radharani, although he is Krishna himself. Srila Prabhupada says in the purport, this text is from the diary of Srila Swarup Damodar Goswami. It appears as the fifth of the first 14 verses of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. The following verse, which has a explanatory purport, says, Radha and Krishna are one and the same, but they have assumed two bodies. Thus they enjoy each other, tasting the mellows of love. Srila Prabhupada writes, the two transcendentalists, Radha and Krishna, are puzzled materialists. The above description of Radha and Krishna from the diary of Srila Sarabhadamodara Goswami is a condensed explanation, but one needs great spiritual insight to understand the mystery of these two personalities. One is enjoying in two. Sri Krishna is the potent factor, and Srimati Radharani is the internal potency. According to Vedanta philosophy, there is no difference between the potent and the potency. They are identical. We cannot differentiate between one and the other any more than we can separate fire from heat. Everything in the absolute is inconceivable in relative existence. Therefore, in relative cognizance, it is very difficult to assimilate this truth of the oneness between the potent and the potency. The philosophy of inconceivable oneness and difference propounded by Lord Chaitanya is the only source of understanding for such intricacies of transcendence. In fact, Radharani is the internal potency of Sri Krishna, and she eternally intensifies the pleasure of Sri Krishna. Impersonalists cannot understand this without the help of a Mahabhagavat devotee. The very name Radha suggests that Srimati Radharani is eternally the topmost mistress of the comforts of Sri Krishna. As such, she is the medium transmitting the living entities. Service to Krishna. Devotees in Vrindavan therefore seek the mercy of Srimati Radharani in order to be recognized as loving servitors of Sri Krishna. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally approaches the fallen conditioned souls of the Iron Age to deliver the highest principle of transcendental relationships with the Lord. The activities of Lord Chaitanya are primarily in the role of the pleasure-giving portion of his internal potency. The absolute personality of Godhead Sri Krishna is the omnipotent form of the transcendental existence known as bliss in knowledge, is the omnipotent form of transcendental existence, knowledge, and bliss in full. His internal potency is exhibited first as sat, or existence, or in other words, as the portion that expands the existence function of the Lord. When the same potency displays full knowledge, it is called chit, or samvit, which expands the transcendental forms of the Lord. Finally, when the same potency plays as pleasure-giving medium, it is known as ladini, or the transcendental blissful potency. Thus the Lord manifests his internal potency in three transcendental divisions. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Acharya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. This diary of Sarvabhaumara Goswami is unfortunately lost. It is no longer in existence, although we have these verses which were recorded by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, who, although he didn't have direct access to Sarvabhaumara Goswami, but he did have close, extensive association with Radhanath Das Goswami, who was Sarvabhaumara Goswami's secretary, and who saw and copied some of the contents of that diary. It's a great shame that even of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes and teachings, we actually have very little first-hand or information from those personalities who were directly with him. Sarvabhaumara Goswami was always with him. Still, his diary is lost. There are other associates, Prabhupada mentions elsewhere in the purport, who have also written about Lord Chaitanya, and theirs is also gone. We have from Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, who is writing what he heard primarily from Raghunath Das Goswami and other associates of the Lord, but who didn't actually have direct personal experience. Very, very interesting. And of course, the biographies that are existent, or the authoritative biographies, this is considered to be the topmost. Number one of its historical accuracy, and the other one because it fully describes or it fully reveals the all the bhavas and the moods of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which is here mentioned in the last verse. Radha bhava yuti suvalitam nomi krishna svarupam. And true to the real culture of humility, even of personalities are recognized as Kaviraj, as great authors. Still, Krishnaraj Kaviraj Goswami, because prior to Chaitanya Charitamrita, he had already compiled the Vrindavanamrita. Now, writing Chaitanya Charitamrita, he doesn't simply begin with his own thoughts, but he rather builds his own understanding of what he has heard from others about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on the essential teachings of Lord Chaitanya as they're summarized by his other associates. And then he quotes this particular verse.
Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikriti Ladini Shakti Rasma Ekatmana Vati Bhuvi Pura Deha Vikedam Vitam To.
There are some enthusiastic Vaishnavas who try to distinguish between Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in a ontological and even in a chronological sense. Some, Srila Prabhupada comments on this, some say that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came first, and the others that Krishna came first. And as Prabhupada points out here, that concepts of transcendence are very difficult to understand for, not very difficult, they're impossible to understand for the conditioned soul. We get some idea, Shakta Chandra Nyaya, that just as in the same way we get an idea of the position of the moon as it's moving, for instance, through the branches of a tree. This is a type of logic. Someone says, where's the moon? He says, can't you see it's just behind the branch? Which is an absurd statement, because the moon is not behind the branch. Maybe you have some leaves behind the branch, or maybe you have a bird behind the branch, but the moon is not behind the branch. The moon is millions of miles away. But still, because our frame of reference, something we can relate to, which is the branch of a tree, therefore we bring something out of the realm of inconceivability into the realm of what's conceivable, otherwise you can't conceive of it. Similarly, for transcendental things, here this idea that he says, Ekatmana Vati Bhuvi Pura Deha Vitam Vitutu, that first they one, Deha Vitam, and then now they become two. So usually, if there's two, the two came from the one, and then, but then here, he says, and you think that, well, that means there was one, and then afterwards there was two. And then if the two again become one, then that again happens in time. Which is some type of evidence that the one, Krishna, Param Satyam, the form on which Brahmanas meditate, he was first, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came second. Or that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was first, excuse me, and then Radha Krishna came second. But that's a
That's the logic of conditioned living entities who, by the nature of their conditioning, have to perceive things according to time and space. For us, it's very difficult to understand that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Srimati Radharani and Lord Krishna, they eternally existed, they eternally continue to exist. Although, in the sense of their lila, in the sense of their pastimes, sometimes they combine to become one, sometimes the one manifests into two, and that also goes on eternally. Krishna is, according to Shuddhi Eka Bahusyam, first there was just one. Krishna was that one, and then he became many. And he became many along with his Ansar, his Vibhinansa, and his Shakti. Here is described, Srila Prabhupada points out, about the Prakriti of the energies or the potencies of the Lord. And this is a concept of tattva, it's a concept of philosophy, so that people actually have a clear understanding that, just as the Lord tells Brahma, that prior to creation there was just me, and at the end of this creation there will only also be me. How does that verse play? Chatushloki Bhagavata. Aham eva sameva gri nanyadyad sartat param. So, prior to everything that you've created and whatever you see, there was just me. And after everything, there will only be me. But here, Prabhupada says, me doesn't mean Krishna without his potencies. His potencies are also eternally present. So, Krishna is there, Srimati Radharani is there, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is there. And why? Because when we say Eka, then we talk about a complete Supreme Personality of Godhead. And the Supreme Personality of Godhead is complete in these forms. He's complete Krishna Swarupam in his original form as what we call the object of love. There's these two things, Ashraya and Vishaya. So Krishna is considered to be Vishaya, and Ashraya means Srimati Radharani. Because Eka, when we talk about Ekatmana, that he is one, means that he is one with his potencies, with his very forms, and also with the process of devotional service. Otherwise, without bhakti, there's no meaning of the Supreme Lord, because there's nothing to sustain his existence. His existence is being sustained by Ladi Nishakti, by these loving exchanges, pranaya. Pranaya is a type of prema, or it is a stage of prema. Just like later on, Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami describes earlier. Prema, sneha, man, rag, anurag, pranaya, bhav, mahabhav. These are different stages of prema. Pranaya means a very deep state of absorption in which the distinction between ashraya and vishaya becomes obscured. In any case, here, Radha Krishna Pranayadhikriti Aladi Nishakti Rasmat. Krishna is considered to be the vishaya in loving exchange of devotion. He is the person who is the vishaya, is the object, he is being loved. And the devotees, they are the ashraya, they are the shelter of love. And of course the leader, topmost of all devotees, Prabhupada here points out also in the purport, is Srimati Radharani. These are then the two forms that the Absolute Truth takes. Srimati Radharani is Ladi Nishakti, is his potency, who is the ashraya of attachment to Krishna, and Krishna is the one who is enjoying. But still, they're manifesting the forms of this absolute transcendence in terms of the absolute truth. So why is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu included in this concept of Ekada? Because he is the form of Vibhakta. He is the form of a devotee. He is the form of the devotee who is actually enjoying both his Radha Krishna Pranayavikriti, both the loving exchanges of Radha and Krishna. And simultaneously, he remains the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One may raise this question, but Srimati Radharani is also a devotee. She is also a devotee, but she's a devotee in a different contextual frame than Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. How is she a devotee? Srimati Radharani is a devotee in the principle of Braj, or in the abode of Braj, which means that she is a siddha, an associate of Lord Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a devotee in the realm of Navadvipa or Jagannath Puri, where he is in the role of a practitioner or a sadhaka, someone who is actually practicing devotion and cultivating love for Krishna. Although Krishna Swarupam, although he is actually Krishna himself. So when we say ekatmana, that he is actually one. One means all of these things. It means Krishna, it means Srimati Radharani, it means Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it means all the forms of Godhead, it means the potencies of Godhead, and the exchange of all of these, which is the process of loving devotion of service, or bhakti. And that means eka, bahusyam, and that means the original oneness. So here it says, the loving affairs of Radha and Krishna are transcendental manifestations of the Lord's internal pleasure-giving potency. Although Radha and Krishna are one in their identity, they have separated themselves eternally. So there's no real difference between Radha and Krishna. As I pointed out, the only difference is the particular roles that they take. When Krishna is in the role of the shelter of love for himself, he is called Srimati Radharani, and when he is the enjoyer of the love, then he is called Shyamasundara Das. And now these two transcendental identities have again united in the form of Krishna Chaitanya. So 532 years ago, Krishna and Srimati Radharani appeared in this combined form. The difference is that in that combined form, Krishna and Srimati Radharani are no longer playing the role of a cowherd boy and a gopi in Vrindavan, but he has now become a Brahmin, a practitioner of devotional service in Navadvipa. Their transcendental identities have again united in the form of Krishna Chaitanya. I bow down to him who has manifested himself with the sentiment and complexion of Srimati Radharani, although he is Krishna himself. So then who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? He is Krishna Swarupam. But he's imbued with the sentiment, with the bhava and duty of Radha. Let me just say a few things about, one may think, well, that's not something so extraordinary. Krishna with the mood and the complexion of Srimati Radharani. One would think, yes, well, he continues to be Krishna. But actually, that is not what we see or hear about later on in Chaitanya Charitamrita. But we find that, and here, Srila Prabhupada made this statement. Let's see if I can find it.